The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops holds its spring assembly in Denver, Colorado this week. Among other business, the bishops will assess how new policies aimed at fighting sex abuse in the church are working. When news of widespread sexual abuse in the Catholic Church became public last year, Gustavo Arellano was writing for the OC Weekly newspaper in Orange County, California. The scandals were a challenge not just to his faith, Gustavo says, but also to his role as a journalist.
It was the assignment of a lifetime. Late last year, my editor asked me to investigate the sex abuse scandal plaguing the Catholic Diocese of Orange County, California. All the ingredients existed for endless hard-hitting exposés, incriminating evidence, sources willing to speak, and a supportive boss. But I couldn't immediately commit. See, I'm Catholic. And not just any Catholic. I'm a Mexican Catholic. In my culture, the Catholic Church is as crucial to life as tortillas y salsa. Inside my car are six religious icons, everything from a rosary to a portrait of the Santo Niño de Atocha, the patron saint of my parents' home state of Zacatecas. To think, let alone write, anything remotely negative about the Church, I felt, would be as serious a sin as adultery. But I also found disturbing that my religious leaders had covered up molestation cases for decades. What to do? Like any good Catholic, I prayed. I asked God for a sign, any sign, advising me on the matter. And God provided it. A sex abuse survivor visited my newspaper's offices and announced one afternoon. The survivor carried stacks of damning documents. I knew what I had to do. I've penned damaging story after damaging story on the Orange County Diocese since. I've written about cover-ups. I've interviewed police officers who complained that their investigations were hampered by uncooperative priests. And I've talked to sex abuse survivors whose own parishes ignore their pain. It's been hard, I must admit, to keep writing such pieces. Whenever I attend Mass and a priest offers me the body of Christ, I wonder about whether that priest is also guilty. That's unfair and painful. Conversely, the sordid stories I've uncovered sometimes make me wonder why I keep patronizing an institution I know to be corrupt. But I remain Catholic. Catholicism is not just about millennia-old rituals or incantations you know by heart. It's a radical way to approach the world. My faith's much-ignored mandate to help the downtrodden and reject materialism drives me as a journalist seeking to challenge evil in the world. And one place where I find that evil, sadly, is in parts of the American Catholic Church. Whenever I have doubts about attacking the church, I turn the good book towards Matthew 17:20. The disciples ask Jesus why they couldn't remove a demon from a man's body. He replies, quote, "Because of the smallness of your faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it shall move, and nothing shall be impossible to you." Within the Catholic Church is a mountain of secrecy and sometimes lies. I see myself as a mustard seed, a small part of that church, hoping to push it towards God, towards the truth, one little story at a time.
Gustavo Arellano is a staff writer with the OC Weekly based in Orange County, California.